Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Something's happening to me. My friends say I'm acting peculiarly. Come on, baby, we better make a start. You better make it soon before you...
Welcome back, 23 after the hour. Thank you for staying with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate. My website is smallbusinessadvocate.com, and the website for my new book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. I hope you check it out and just noodle around there and see what you can find about the book, about what I say about the age of the customer, and see if maybe you'll be motivated to learn more, if not by the book. So I hope you'll do at least one of those things, if not both of them. Jess McLam is our guest. She is the president and the founder of Roper Bookkeeping and out of the great city of Raleigh, North Carolina. Jess, thanks again for hanging out with us. You want to give us a website, please?
It's www.roperbookkeeping.com.
Roperbookkeeping.com. And Jess works with small business owners to help them get the financial management of their business going, startups, on people who are established, that kind of thing. Jess, what tips do you have for folks based on what you've seen with your clients? What tips would you like to give them, to give my audience, on how to make sure that they manage their finances the best way?
Well, we've been talking about cash flow, so I think it's real important that if they are invoicing customers as opposed to collecting cash at the time of the sale, that they really examine their credit policies, that they have clear terms on their invoices, and that most importantly is that they manage their accounts receivable.
Yeah.
Because the longer they let things go, the harder it's going to be to collect.
How many clients do you have that you go see them or you talk to them and you find out they haven't even billed customers in a month or so?
Oh, you know,
explain that to me. I've never, you know, as lax as I've ever been with my bookkeeping, and I've had, you know, I'm not going to act like I'm somebody perfect here on this. I mean, I've let my financial management lapse a few times before. All small business owners have. I've never ever not billed customers for the work and for the products.
Yeah, well, you know, I've had a couple clients saying they were so busy.
Oh my
God,
they
didn't have time to.
Well, that's a good way to not be busy, isn't it?
Yeah, that'd be permanently not busy.
Yeah, you're gonna be real unbusy real soon.
Well, right, and then I think the other side is if you rely on somebody else to do the things for you, and they're not doing what you mm-hmm. expect them to do, mm-hmm. You may think they're invoicing, and then find out sometimes too late that they have not. And, you know, you can't wait months and months and months and months.
And then, but then you look just down. Then you look unprofessional because you send somebody a bill a month late. You need the money, and then you actually have to call them and say, "Hey, I know I just gave you the invoice, but could you pay me now?"
Yeah.
I mean that's not the way I want to appear to customers.
No, absolutely not.
So getting
you know,
their,
I
getting
think
the
another
billing
thing
out,
that
what
they
else?
Need to look at. I think another thing that they need to look at is their marketing plans. Are they really targeting their market?
Mm-hmm.
Because sometimes people can spend a lot of money on marketing and advertising.
Shotgunning.
Yeah, exactly. Or they're just trying to market to the world instead
like their Walmart or something.
Yeah, exactly. And I think real important kind of along with that is they've got to really have a very specific plan for customer service. You know, so many times I hear people say, when I ask them what differentiates their business, they say, you know, we provide good customer service.
Yeah.
But they don't really know what that means, and they can't define it, so they're really not doing it.
Well, you know, on this target market, I'm so glad to hear you talk about that, Jess, because, you know, I tell small business owners, okay, folks, how many customers do you really need? You know, it might be 8. It might be 80, it might be 180, but it's not thousands, right?
No,
most small businesses don't need thousands of customers. So why not try to find just those 8 or just those 80 that love what you do so much that they'll pay you for it?
Absolutely.
And then use that profile to go find as many more of them as you need, right?
And if you're providing good customer service to those people, not only do they come back, they're going to tell other people
referrals,
about it.
Referrals. That's the lifeblood of a good small business, isn't it?
Absolutely. You can't pay for word-of-mouth marketing from satisfied customers.
That's right. Absolutely. What else? What are some other things they need to work on?
Well, and kind of along with what you were just saying, I think it's important when you look at how many customers you need is to really calculate what your break-even analysis is. How many hours do you have to bill a month? How many widgets do you need to sell a month in order to break even?
Right.
And then hopefully figure out how to get that so it's happened about mid-month and not the
right.
end of the month.
And that's your sense of urgency, isn't it? That's your, those are your parameters. Okay, if I need to sell 100 widgets to break even and it's halfway through the month and I've only sold 20, I better get busy.
Exactly.
Or cut back, or cut something back. Right?
Absolutely. That's exactly right. Yeah. And then the other thing that they really need to do is to look at their purchasing that they're doing. You know, sometimes we go after a good deal because it's cheaper, but, you know, cheaper is not necessarily better if the quality is less than what your customers expect.
Right.
And then the other thing is that they can look at the vendors they're buying from, and maybe if they consolidate the vendors, they can get some vendor discounts because they're buying more from one particular vendor instead of, you know, buying from many, and then they can get some discounts that they could not have gotten before.
Right. Hey, Jess, I got to wrap it up. You've done a great job. I think you got a lot more you can teach us. Will you come back another day?
I would love to.
We've had a good time having you here. Thank you for the time and the information. Give us the website again, please, one more time.
It's www.ropelbookkeeping.com.
All right. Hey, Jess, thanks for being here. Good job and congratulations. And thanks again on all the good work you do for small business.
Thanks so much. Thanks for having me.
See you next time. Jess Roper. I'm sorry, Jess McLamb, ladies and gentlemen. Actually, it's Jess Roper McLamb. Quick break. I'll be right back. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.